Picasso Moon is a piece of music that I wrote for another lyric that Barlow had written called It Doesn't Matter. And I had it pretty much finished when I learned that Barlow had given this to Brent to work on because he assumed that I was ignoring it or something. I'm not entirely sure why, but...
I mean, it wasn't anybody's fault. It was just kind of a curious turn of events. I didn't think that he was going to do anything with those lyrics when I gave them to you.
Yeah.
Because he had them for...
Apparently.
A year. Imagine my surprise when I found out that he had actually been working on them.
So he had... Ended up with two tunes with the same lyrics.
Right. Not identical twins. Fraternal twins, yes. Right. By different fathers.
So I figured, well, I'll just get started on something else here. I was, I guess, in a fairly open frame of mind. We were sitting around in the front room here during a rehearsal. And Phil, you know, everything got sort of quiet for a moment. And Phil sort of popped. He said, Picasso Moon. I don't know why I said that, but there it is. You can see that, can't you? And we weren't talking about anything at all or anything specific. He just popped. And it took a couple of days to settle in on me, but I was riding my bicycle over here one day, and in my head I was listening over the chorus, wondering what that was all about. And Picasso Moon just sort of floated in and just hung there. And I could see that big old Picasso Moon hanging up there in the sky, and things got real weird for a minute, and I almost fell off my bike. And then I knew what the song was about, and then started working with Barlow on it, and it took me a while to get across to him what it was that I was seeing. And finally, we got it together, and I think the song hangs together pretty well.
Picasso Moon is one of those songs that Weir also pulls off at least once an album, too, which is that song which nobody knows what's going to happen, you know. It comes off, and it's like the line is there. Bam, da-da, bum, bum. And the changes are there when they come in. And nothing else is there. You don't say, you know, you say, Bob, well, how does the melody go? Well, I don't have it together yet, he'll say. Or, well, I'm working on it. So you're working in the dark now. You're doing a thing, and you don't know what it's going to end up like. You don't have no idea what the melody is like. So working on a song where you don't know the melody is a little strange because you don't know when you're staying out of its way. Now, characteristically, Bob doesn't finish the song until about a week before delivery time, you know. So just about then, he's still working on the vocal and working on the thing. And it also has a tendency to, when he writes a song that's in this particular sort of diffuse style, you know, I don't mean the style of the song, but Bob's style of writing.
Right.
A lot of times he'll pick a melody which is virtually unsingable. Either it's out of his range, or it's got notes that don't appear anywhere in music, you know, or things like that, you know, intervals
sort of
that are...
Sort a Harry Parch scale.
Well, yeah,
Bob.
Sometimes he does it. And he knows what he means, though. He knows what he means. It's just that this is a matter of faith now, because I've been through this process with him enough times to know that at the end, this is something that's going to come out of this. It's probably going to be pretty neat. You know, so the thing is that you have to just go along with that, even though I had no idea how that song was going to sound until the week we mixed it.
No, Picasso Moon, I especially when I first heard it, it sounded real rock and roll, real stonish to me. Stones-ish?
Well, Keith Richard-ish.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And I like that.
Yeah.
I think that's one thing the record really needed.